pleased to know I've written some of it out, Hilary. just want to read a little bit from Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I just wanted to tell you a little thing that happened to us last year when we went to America to see some friends of ours, and they showed us a video called The Giants. Has anyone seen it or heard of it? No? It's called The Giants. It was about an American football team of college students, and they were playing football for their college, and they used to go around to different colleges, and they were pretty, I suppose the word is what young people would say, they were naff. They were absolutely useless. They didn't know how to improve themselves. They didn't know what to do. They felt a real failure. They felt they'd really failed. They felt discouraged. And this was a Christian video. And in the video, the manager of the team suddenly decided, I think we've changed the trainer. So they brought this new trainer in, and they were all a bit sort of thinking, oh, what good's this going to do? And anyway, on the first training session, he got all the lads together, and he had them all lined up. He said, you see that post there and that post there? He said, I want someone to crawl from along the length of the pitch. Now, is anybody will do that? So quite a few of them put their hands up. He said, we'll do it. He said, right. He said, the next thing, he said, before you do that, I want to know who would crawl the length of that pitch with someone on their back. So not many hands went up. In fact, I think only one hand went up. And and he said, right, I want you now to crawl along there. And what he did was he got down on all fours, and the other person got on his back. They were like back to back. So he had to sort of link arms. I don't know whether the guys there probably know what I'm talking about. But they started off. Oh, he said, oh, just before you start, he said, I'm going to blindfold you. And he said, I can't do this. He said, I know I can only crawl a very short way. Maybe I can crawl a quarter of a way or maybe even half the way, but I can't crawl all the way across, but I'll give it a go. He said, if you blindfold me, how will I know where I'm going? So the chap said, listen for my voice and I'll tell you where to go. I'll tell you if you're going wrong. And so he said, all right, got down on hands and knees, chap got on top of him, started to crawl and along slowly, slowly. He got a quarter of a way across, and all the other chaps were all sort of sitting around, not taking any much notice of him, crawling along. Suddenly, they realised that he'd got halfway across. So they're all standing up by this time thinking, oh, is he going to make it? So crawling along, a bit further, about two-thirds of the way across, and he was absolutely exhausted. Perspiration was running down his face, and he thought, and he's saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. And the coach was saying, yes, you can do it, this, you can do this, you can do this. So he kept going, and all of a sudden he just collapsed on the floor, and he said, I'm sorry, I just couldn't make it to the end. And the trainer said, take off your blindfold. And he got to the end and he'd gone further. And it was just absolutely amazing. He said, well, I didn't know I could do that. So the trainer got everybody around. And of course, everybody was cheering at this time, you know, sort of thinking, oh, this is great. You know, how did he do it? And the trainer got them all round and he said to them, he said, do you know, he said, you all have more in you that to give. You have all got more in you to give than you realise. And I think that's what God's saying to us this morning. You've all got more to give than what we realise. So I'd like you to, you know, I just thought it was interesting you talked about giving, and I didn't know what Wes was going to say, and you didn't know what I was going to say. But we've all got something to give. You know, you probably won't ask us to crawl along all hands and fours along a pitch, but anyway, it's just to encourage you to keep going and give.